Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Rob Parker with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and today I'm with Paul and Allie from Lake City Photo Booths. How are you guys doing today?
Great, how are
Great.
You?
Great.
We just had an awesome ribbon cutting, really telling everybody what you do. So what is Lake City Photo Booths?
Lake City Photo Booths, we are a photo booth that is accessible to not just Kosciuszko County, but most of the northern region of Indiana. We are trying to offer a good, affordable price to everyone trying to just make memories.
So really, that's what you do. You make memories. You make memories digitally with a photograph, right?
Yeah.
And you have all kinds of fun stuff that go with it?
Yeah, we have a lot of props. We have hats, we have necklaces, headbands, we have so many sunglasses.
Yeah, and we tried that today and it was a lot of fun. Everybody had a great time.
We have signs also for the different events.
Yep.
We have wedding signs and graduation signs right now for the different parties that we go to.
We have boas.
Oh yeah, everybody likes boas. So how'd you guys come up with this idea?
Well, Allie and I went to a friend's wedding about two and a half years ago, and that's the first time I was introduced to a photo booth. And we had a lot of fun, and we got to take personalized pictures with the bride and alone with ourselves. And I asked them a lot of questions, and I was just so intrigued by it that I just didn't let it drop. And then we finally decided that we had a good opportunity to bring something as fun and exciting like that to the Warsaw area.
So when people hear photo booth, the first thing I think people think of probably is the old photo booths where you go in, you put a couple quarters, you pull the curtain, and boom, the flash, and you get three pictures.
Absolutely.
That's not what you're doing.
That is not what we're doing.
No. So again, what does it look like physically on site that you're providing?
Well, it's an open air photo booth, technically. So we're not enclosed. We are completely mobile.
Yep.
It's just basically a stand it's controlled with an iPad. All the software is, and we have a background stand that we change the different backgrounds and all anything that the host would want. And everything is all delivered digitally. So
if I'm getting my picture taken, I go up to the iPad. I put in all my information, right?
Mm-hmm. We do.
You do. I don't even have to. Okay,
we
great.
Come with it. We nice. Are there with the photo booth.
Perfect.
For multiple reasons. Mainly if there are other photo booth places that don't have an attendant. So if there's a glitch with the technology, they're on their own.
Yep.
We're there to help you take care of it. We're there to guide the guests through to make sure they're happy with the product. So with it being digital, all of it's unlimited photos.
Sure. Yeah.
So they can come back with different people. They can take as many pictures as they like. And the host gets copies of all the pictures from the evening also.
Awesome. So you mentioned weddings, but what other events do you think people would really have a great time with something like this?
We do holiday parties. We do corporate parties, birthday parties, and graduation parties.
Oh, birthday parties would be awesome. Graduation parties?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great idea. Yeah. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how would they find you to get pricing or to request a quote?
Well, we have three different ways. Okay. They can look at our website at lakecityphotobooths.com.
Okay.
They can email me at lakecityphotobooths@yahoo.com, or they can just call or text me at 574-527-8523.
All right. So what was that phone number one more time?
574-527-8523.
And you're taking reservations for anytime somebody wants to do one, right?
We are. They just got a call, and we'll all know my availability right then.
Well, Paul and Allie, thank you so much for coming here today.
Thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck with everything, and if anything we can do to help you, just let us know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with new chamber member, Refuge Counseling and Consulting with Kelly Sobczak. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
Your place is beautiful here, right downtown Warsaw. So tell me a little bit about Refuge Counseling, like how it started and what you do here.
Sure. So Refuge Counseling, we opened in January of 2022. We are a specialty counseling office. So the whole purpose of Refuge is that we provide specialty services to people who otherwise wouldn't be able to receive them. Mm-hmm. So really what we do is we focus on primarily females who are ages 12 and over.
Okay.
And the clinical presentation is eating disorders, chronic illness, sexual trauma, religious trauma, and issues where people are concerned with spirituality and mm-hmm. sexuality. We really focus also on the underserved. Mm-hmm. So we do take Medicaid mm-hmm. as well as most commercial insurance and sliding scale fees.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So a lot of our clinical focus, we really try to focus on people's personal strengths and personal values rather than getting real focused and bogged down on the trauma and negative stuff so that we actually do see progress.
That's perfect. Yeah. So where did the name Refuge come from?
When I was trying to decide the name of the practice, I was thinking about what is it that I want people to experience when they're here. And I had kind of this picture of walking through a wooded area mm-hmm. and either feeling very at peace or feeling very lost. And something that came to mind was I want people to feel safe and accepted and respected and validated.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that came to mind was kind of this safe, welcoming cabin in the woods, or even like this welcoming little cave.
Right, right.
And so even like you'll see my logo is like right. an arch mm-hmm. that's meant to look like a roof.
Right.
And so Refuge was the thing that came to mind as far as like a safe place to be mm-hmm. and to just kind of sit and work through and explore mm-hmm. the things that need to be talked about.
Yeah. Well, you've created a wonderful environment here. Now, where does the consulting part of the name refer to?
Yeah. So consulting, when it comes to the counseling field, is where we discuss things like supervising new clinicians who are just becoming therapists.
Okay.
And we also take on interns. And students who are still in school to become therapists.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do a lot of professional development. So speaking at conferences or speaking in classes mm-hmm. for students. So that's where the consulting part comes in.
Right. Wow. That's fantastic. I didn't realize you did all that. Holy cow. And so there are a lot of unique amenities here in your office. How did you come up with the look and feel and the other things you offer?
The look and feel goes back to that idea of the woods. So when I first came into the office, it was stark white. All the walls were completely white.
Oh, really?
And
oh, wow.
I requested that we paint them warmer.
Right.
And
yes.
So that was the first job was
yeah.
warmer colors. And from there, I really focused on that wooded feel.
Uh-huh.
And so you'll see kind of around everything has kind of a woodsy mm-hmm. nature in terms of the paintings and things.
Yeah.
But then when it came to thinking about the clients that I'm going to be serving, eating disorders, chronic illness, trauma, all of those things, I was thinking about, okay, my clients face weight stigma. They mm-hmm. face accessibility issues.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was choosing my furniture, I chose furniture that had really high weight limits so that people didn't have to worry, mm-hmm. is this going to hold me up?
Mm-hmm.
I chose furniture of varying heights so people mm-hmm. who have mobility issues can choose which height of seat they sit on. The chairs we're sitting in right now rock and swivel. So if people are fidgety or they
yes.
feel like they need to move or whatever, they can choose these chairs. And in the lobby, we have the coffee bar that offers coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So People can take advantage of whatever they want out there, and electrolytes as well for my chronic illness people who really need to be watching things like that. The other things that I really paid attention to were the actual atmosphere of the office. So things like the thermostat stays between 70 and 72. We have a true HEPA air purifier on 24 hours a day. We've got the fragrance-free policy. So clients are not allowed to bring or use fragrance, and they're asked not to use fragrance before their sessions so that no one has any kind of reactions.
Right.
We have a really strict illness policy. So any symptoms, no matter if you think it's just kind of allergies or if you know that it's illness, you have a virtual appointment instead of coming to the office. And clients can request that we wear masks if they feel more comfortable with that. And then obviously things are sanitized very regularly. So we really prioritize making sure everybody can feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, I've been in a lot of different facilities, a lot of different counseling offices, and I've never had heard anybody that takes all these things into consideration, from the height of the furniture, the weight limits, just the wood. How did you learn how to do all that?
A lot of it came from background in being trauma-informed, trained in school, but also in just like internships and things like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of my training also, when I do continuing education,
mm-hmm.
is very focused in weight stigma and chronic illness and eating disorders. That's where I spend my time.
Yeah.
So that's where I prioritize.
Yeah.
And when I think of multicultural diversity,
mm-hmm.
I go beyond that idea of gender, sexuality, mm-hmm. race, all of those.
Right.
And I think about disability being an aspect of someone's identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that being a part of diversity, and all of these different things that I got exposed to, the idea of chronic illness being a part of mental health when
mm-hmm.
I was working at Bowen.
Okay.
And that was a major part of, people were not getting what they needed,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to make sure they did.
Yeah. Well, I love how you've thought of all those type of things, because it's not just about the talk therapy or the counseling, but wow, you've done a lot just to create the perfect environment. So they can grow. So what do you have coming up in 2025?
So in January, I have two new interns that are going to be starting. So they are very excited to be seeing clients and learning a lot about doing therapy and just getting to know the craft. So I'm excited to be working with them. They're excited to be here. And then we are also going to be offering a small group therapy for teen girls ages 16 to 19. And that's going to be in February and March.
That's
so
fantastic.
That's going to be led by one of the interns and myself. We're
mm-hmm.
going to be doing that on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to work at Lakeland Christian Academy, and I know that age, especially, it seems like, for girls is so, so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to find their identity, and unfortunately, a lot of times they try to find it online or wherever. So thank you for addressing that. So sounds like you could reach everybody. So how do people get in touch with you?
The easiest way to get in touch with us is through the website.
Okay.
So it's refugecounselingllc.com.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an Instagram. It's a little bit inactive right now because of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It is refuge_counseling_LLC. Unfortunately, our name was taken by a lot of different variations. but then our direct phone number also is 574-337-3114. And that is an encrypted secure line. So people can text and leave voicemail there.
Nice.
And it's HIPAA and everything compliant.
Kelly, I think you thought about everything.
I do my best.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for opening this up here in Warsaw. And if you're listening and you need some help with anything, please get in touch with Kelly. And if you can't remember her Instagram site or her website, call us at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we will lead you right to Kelly. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.